Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Andres Reese, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Sam, Sandra, and Ray.
Man, that's a mouthful. Well done, man. Yeah, we've missed you on the show. It's not the same without you. Thank you, Mr. Andresito.
Thank you, big
guy. Yeah. As he said, I am actually in different order. That is Andreas. I am Pastor John McClain. Mm-hmm. Here with the most motivational person in Tucson, and Andreas Ruiz with his son, the second most motivational person in Tucson, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then we have a brand new co-host on the show, and Sam I Am with his green eggs and ham. And you are all learned to love him and like him, or at least tolerate him.
Just at least attempt to.
Yeah. At least you'll have
to
hear
him.
Yeah. So he's going to be here to add a little color to the show. And as Mr. Andresito also mentioned, we have Ray and Sandra with Indie Realty here for the first half of our show. And for the second half of the show, we'll be speaking with Matthew with Gap Ministries, for those who don't know. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show. I don't even have it. If I did not give grace to a very loving father that, man, he's certainly blessed us, Andreas, for
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Like
with
I agree.
Amazing family, amazing children.
Amazing friends.
Our careers have been doing great. We just have so many blessings. We have, you know, Ray and Sandra
absolutely.
As friends.
Great people.
I mean,
absolutely.
They're some really blessed people.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, this guy, like, he's a freaking a dynamo. You can tell he's so blessed in so many ways. I got the opportunity actually to speak to his mom recently. Comes from a really great family. He's really, like, blessed to have amazing nice. Support around him.
Love it.
None of it would that be possible if we didn't put God first and if God didn't make it happen. So I'm going to start the show off as I do every show with a prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Thank you, Lord, so much for loving us, for bringing us together, for teaching us how to love one another through your love for us. Thank you so much for forgiving us, even though we make mistakes over and over again. But you remind us that through you, we can find righteousness. We can find right. We can continue to help people and do right by you. And I thank you for that opportunity. In your son's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Good stuff.
So now let's have a little fun. We got, I like to really like big up my guest.
Mm-hmm.
And these guests that we have coming in here, it's like I really don't have to big them up too much. I really just got to read off like their bio. Like I almost wish I had their official bio here with me so I can go through it. But I know just off the top of my head, both, you know, an assistant broker and real estate agent with Indie Realty. Correct, right?
Associate broker.
You
almost
close.
Nailed it.
Close. Okay. And then we have the chair and co-chair with the Ambassador Committee with the Arizona Sands Club.
Co-chairs.
Yeah, okay.
Again, so close.
Okay. And then what you can just go ahead and tell me with the Arizona Bowl, you guys are both, you know, help with that. What are your roles with that?
We're the co-chairs of Arizona Bowl. I'm also a volunteer of the year for the Arizona Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Hey, I was there at the event where you got the
awesome.
Award.
Yeah. I was very happy for you.
I was jealous/so happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just happy for you.
It really was no big deal. It's not like, you know, there was somebody like Gronk getting an award beside him.
No big deal at all.
No
yeah,
big
for
deal.
Sure. Yeah. And then what's some of the other things you guys are plugged into? Because, I mean, I feel like, I don't want to leave anything off, but I feel like it'd be easy to leave stuff off because you guys are involved in so much stuff.
Yeah, we're part of the 100 Men Who Give in Tucson, also part of the, I'm trying to think, I'm in Junior Achievement. I'm actually the program director for the Junior Achievement, so I handle all the people who come and join the boards, so I'm the vice chair for that. I'm also on Coaches for Charity, and I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah,
did I say good something stuff. Else?
Southern Arizona Construction Career Days.
I saw that. That was really
committee.
Cool.
Oh, it was the coolest event.
That looked really cool.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And also, I'm sorry to remember, this last thing is that I'm the Roy A. Drachman 2022 TAR Award winner for Tucson. TAR is Tucson Association of Realtors. Nice. So I won that award at being the top community person.
Too.
Service
good stuff.
Person.
Good stuff.
That's amazing, man. It's just, and the crazy thing
it motivates
is,
you, know? Like, yeah. It motivates me, man.
And
like,
he's so humble. I mean, both Ray and Sandra, they're just agreed. Such humble people. Like, you wouldn't even guess it. Like, they both, I mean, particularly Ray, it seems like he's winning an award left and right. And if you didn't like kind of like beat it out of him, you wouldn't ever know. Yeah. And he seems like he gets buffer every day too. I don't know how that happens.
He takes care of himself.
You guys are so kind, man. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you, man.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, kind of now that we've kind of, you know, bigged you guys up and let people know who you are, I guess explain to the listeners, like, what you do, you know, particularly under, you know, with Indy Realty and the work you did. I guess, you know, starting off with it, you guys helped me just recently buy my house.
That was the best job ever.
Yeah.
Sure was.
That was amazing. I mean, and the crazy thing about it, you know, and I guess I'll kind of like segue us to the actual topic is back in July of this year, I was saying, you know, me and my wife are thinking about waiting until October to start looking. We'll start looking then because we want to wait till the market kind of calms down because it's, you know, this has just been a crazy year all year long. And your guys are like, well, now is the best time, always. You know, no matter really what the scenario is, now is the best time. And we did. And, you know, within 2 months, you know, we're living, you know, in the house ostensibly. So, yeah, I guess, you know, talk about that process and, you know, and you know what, you know, how horrible we were as customers and you know, that whole
impossible.
Thing. Yeah.
No, I think one of the things that was fun for us is to watch your journey, I guess, in a way, because you really did have October as a time you wanted to start looking.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of took each step and recognize the value of the steps involved.
Mm.
And the first one was talking to a lender.
Mm-hmm.
And your goal changed when you understood what position you were in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think just watching as you were kind of like, well, I guess I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could try that. And then to see you guys actually getting to complete that dream of the house and a beautiful home that you have, and that's really fun for us.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I just say the fact that you guys actually believed in us and trusted us to have your interest at heart,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that from the way we do business is that we're relationship based. So the thing is that whatever we're doing because we plan on being around you for the rest of your life and around this house and around the way you're doing the rest of your life. So therefore, it's more important to us that you're happy than anything else. Once that's done, then we're happy to just hack and we just move on to the next thing, which is to make sure that our friendship is just as solid as the transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, this is Ray Smith and Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty here in studio with us. And definitely, I mean, I just want to, you know, thank you guys for everything you did. It was just in this city. I regularly tell people that people do business with people they like, and you guys are just so likable. Everybody loves you guys so much. And I appreciate that not only are you guys likable, but you honored that friendship and you honored that like by really doing us right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll close with that as we go into break. That's Ray and Sandra, the Johnson Smith team with Indy Realty. And we'll be back with them with much more after the break. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz and Mr. Sam. And we'll be back right after the break.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Andres Ruiz, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Sam, Sandra, and Ray.
Yeah, that's how it's done. How does that feel? How do you feel about that? You feeling good?
How do you feel, dude?
Better. See, nice. He's getting it.
You're amazing.
Totally.
How do you feel, Andreas, the big one, knowing that your son's like literally trying to take your job right now?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, you're okay with it. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, feed the competition. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll tell you right now, if I was in your shoes and my son was taking the spotlight, I would have just shoved him to the corner right then and there. Yeah, absolutely not.
It's every man for itself.
Not today, kid. I'm the breadwinner of this family. Yeah. Yeah, you wait.
I got to wait your turn, all right? Nice. As you said, it's the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We're highlighting the good in the community. We got definitely plenty of good in this studio right now. And I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching and Sam of Future Projects to be Undisclosed.
Yep.
Right.
Sure.
Is that about right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's also, I don't know if he's allowed to say this, but he's also on the U of H cheer squad. So if you guys are going to the game tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be able to see.
No, on Friday.
Friday. Oh. What is?
Our Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 3 days ago. Just if you went to the game 3 days ago.
Forget about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You saw him.
We time travel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but anyways, let's talk about important stuff. Anyway.
Yes, please. Yes.
We got Ray and Sandra with Indy Realty here in studio with us. And before we went to break, I definitely got to dote on them and all the amazing stuff they did in helping me find a house, which, I mean, kind of to round off what we were talking about. When I first met with them, one, we didn't think we'd be able to qualify for much, if anything. And then once they really got me connected with the right people, we felt that we qualified for a lot. Yeah. So we moved into a beautiful 5-bedroom house, something, you know, much more amazing than I thought that we'd ever be able to afford. And, now I live the dream and I feel like Richie Rich. So thank you guys for that, for sure. But to those people out there that probably, in a similar position that I'm in and don't even realize it, what's going on with the interest rate relief that's happening right now in comparison to, it seemed like for the longest time, people were super scared to jump in because these interest rates were going up and up, up and away. But it seems like there's some type of relief happening at this point, huh?
There is, actually. So rates have come down just a little bit. What's nice is that they're not going up. They're actually coming back down. So I'm probably the second oldest one in this room right now. Mm. But when I bought my first house, interest rates were 10.5%.
Mm.
So people are cringing right now when we were looking at 7%.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that we are below that now for most borrowers, and you certainly want to reach out to a lender and find out what the rate is for you, because there are definitely a lot of things that they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But for a well-qualified buyer, they should be under that 7% now. But a lot of people were kind of in the same frame of mind that you were at, John, where you're waiting for prices to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And what they saw was prices weren't coming down, mm-hmm. but rates were going up. So that was one of the things that I think you really benefited from, was just kind of listening to the industry professionals and knowing that waiting is not always the answer. I have clients that have been waiting for 2 years and waiting for the price to go down. And we've had double digit increases in prices year over year.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes we're looking at 25%. So for that person who was waiting for 2 years, not only have they taken a hit on price, but then the interest rates started coming up as well. So waiting is not always the answer. Mm-hmm. And none of us have a crystal ball, but we certainly appreciate the value of knowing what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that little bit of relief in interest rates, we also have a lot of sellers that are willing to offer concessions right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can get a seller to help with interest rates, we believe that maybe we've already seen the peak. And it really depends. I mean, there's a lot of things that are at play. There are the inflation and what the Fed's doing, that's out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
But we certainly do know that sellers are willing to buy down interest rates. There are some creative programs out there, not like the creative programs that we saw back before the housing bubble, mm-hmm. when we didn't really have, we had not a real housing demand. People were buying several homes. Mm. So yes, things were selling quickly, but they weren't buying a house to live in. Today, we have people that are really looking for a house to live in.
Mm.
And so the need is there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a true housing shortage. And so as new construction, builders are kind of backing off a little bit because they aren't sure. When you're looking at new construction, you're qualifying for a loan possibly 12 months before that house is built.
Mm.
A lot can change.
Mm-hmm.
And so the resale market really is has true demand right now. And I think that's what you have to look at. So if we can get a seller to contribute, maybe buy down those rates and get you into a rate that's affordable, you can control that cost of housing for the next 30 years.
Mm.
Where if you're in a rental, chances are you're going to be paying more year mm-hmm. after year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I like to bring is that I thought John already brought up the fact is that you have to know what your buying power is. Mm. Once John found out what his buying power was, he felt more obligated to go out there. I can go do this now. Now I know what I can afford and what I can do mm-hmm. based on what I have. So we always tell people that if you don't know what your buying power is right now, find that out first.
Mm.
Once you find that out, I can guarantee, but I can promise you can realize that, hey, I can go out there and start looking. Now is the time. And if now is not the time, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But don't waste it and find out that 6 months later, man, I should have went back there. Now that I know what I can afford is the buying power. So get with a lender, get a hold of us, and then we will get you on the right path to get you to where you need to go, to get you into a place where you are going to be happy. And that's what the word is. Happy and have good access to a great life, I think.
Yeah, and then just give us like three quick tips on like why you should get an industry professional when you're buying a house as opposed to you buying it by yourself or maybe getting somebody that's just getting started. Why is that important? Like three quick tips that you could tell me why.
There are actually a lot of pitfalls out there. And one of the things that John has spoken to a lot is the team that we bring with us.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You want to use a really good lender who has your best interest at heart. You don't mm-hmm. want to have someone who's just you're a number to them
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for the easy sale. You want someone who's going to get you into a great product. You want good people surrounding that transaction, whether it's, you know, from the lender to the title company to the home inspector. A lot of the older homes, we're going to recommend that you have someone come in and scope the sewer lines.
Mm.
Those are things you may not think of.
That's awesome.
If you didn't have a professional looking out for you and you know, we want to make sure you get into the right house.
Yeah. And how can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me at 520-850-1725.
I would tell you my phone number, but I'm going to mess it up, so I have my wife tell you.
he has done that on the air. 520-904-7711. And you can also email johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com. And you can reach us that way as well.
Nice.
Awesome.
Right on.
Good stuff.
Thank you guys for having us on the show.
Thank you for being on, man. Yeah. I love this being in the same space with you guys. Like, I really appreciate
it. We got to do this more often. Absolutely. For sure. All right. Well, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself, and Sam of Common Good Radio Show. That's it. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, with Pastor John McClain, and Sam and Matthew.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely.
Correct.
Factual. Bien.
Yeah.
Muy bien.
So what? I think you have this mastered. What do you think would be the next step, Andresito?
I went a little wrong.
You went a little wrong?
It went a little wrong.
How?
I kind of paused.
Uh-huh.
You hesitated.
I don't know.
It's all right.
Hesitation, man. Hesitation
is
another form of fear, so don't hesitate.
I thought the audience felt the suspense of it. You know, during that, they were like, I wouldn't consider that necessarily a wrongdoing. Dude. I was like, I was watching.
It's like a horror movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I almost think that you're ready to kind of like Sam and Andreas right now, like you're ready to set in to be the color commentary, throw in a comment here or there. Maybe even ask the guests a question every now and again. What do you think about that?
Mm.
Yeah. Big money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Nice. So,
my shapeshifter.
Yeah. So as Andresito said, this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe Myself Coaching and Sam of Common Good Radio Show and Future Secret. And we are here with Matthew McFerrin with the executive director of the Miracle Center, which is one of the many arms of the octopus that is Gap Ministries. Thank you for joining us, Matthew.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my favorite questions to ask anybody of the Gap Ministry family is, you know, particularly since, surprisingly, at least 80% of the people I ask around Tucson, have you ever heard of Gap Ministries? They say no somehow, which I don't know how.
Yeah.
There's so many arms of the octopus.
Like, yeah, right, really right. What is Gap Ministries?
Well, Gap Ministries is, yeah, the question is like, what don't we do, right? That's probably the better question because I guess to give a broad view of what Gap Ministries is, it's a ministry that is kingdom oriented. So anywhere that we see the Spirit of God is moving us, we're going to move in that direction, and we're going to shape shift in order to fit the need that is that we have within the community. So Gap Ministries actually started out with Pam and Greg. They had a food pantry. Pam and Greg are the founders, and you know, Greg is the CEO and Pam is his wife. They started out with a food pantry, and I got a great story for you here. It all started out by believing God, and God instructed Pam and Greg to start this food pantry, and they did. And one of the things that we understand about ministry is we move from faith to faith. Faith builds upon faith. And Pam was getting ready to do a dinner for a church, and she needed mayonnaise. But that food pantry was open for everybody. And somebody came to the door and said that they needed some things for the pantry. She had two mayonnaise in the cupboard, and she brings them in. They go to the cupboard. She only needed one mayonnaise. They go to the cupboard and they take both of the mayonnaise with them. And she's like, hey, if this is what you need, then God's going to make the supply. And he leaves, and she's sitting there thinking, well, what am I going to do? Where am I going to get the mayonnaise in order to make this dish that I'm supposed to make? And a few minutes later, there's a knock on the door, and a neighbor had come to the door, and he had a grocery bag full of mayonnaise.
Oh man.
It was like, I don't know why. I was at the store and the Lord told me to buy this for you, and she gives it to him. And from that, from something as small as a jar of mayonnaise, all the way up to being a multi-million dollar ministry today, it's all been rooted in trusting God and allowing him to make provision for what he wants to do in the kingdom. And we're firm believers that that if we're in alignment with what God's doing, we don't have to worry about what we're doing being blessed, because it's already blessed. Pam and Greg moved on to receive foster children into their home. They adopted many children, and that's what started the foster care and the group home arm of Gap Ministries. There's a community warehouse, hundreds of thousands of pounds of food given away every month, a visitation center for people that are separated from their children, a place for them to come in and have a place to visit. So pretty much everything. And I'm with Miracle Center. Greg and Pam are mentors to me in ministry. I've learned a lot about faith.
Yeah, we can tell. You sound like a proud papa talking about Gap Ministries. It's so inspiring to hear.
It is. Yeah. And yeah, I can hear the passion in you. And, you know, Matthew, I want to ask you, like, when did the Spirit of God move you to do what you're doing now?
Good question, Andreas. Look at you.
Yeah, so I suffered from substance abuse for a majority of my life. I was homeless, lived under a bridge for about 5 years, strung out on heroin and cocaine. And I had a radical encounter with the Holy Spirit. I was walking northbound on 6th Avenue, and I was dope sick that day. I was pretty much a thief in order to feed my addiction. And on this particular day, I wasn't able to steal anything in order to feed my addiction. So I'm walking northbound, and I call out to God, and I say, God, if you love me, you'll give me $10 so that I can get well. And I was approaching Ajo going northbound on 6th Ave, and there's a little like checks cash placed right there. And as I'm walking towards Ajo, I see what appears to be U.S. currency on the ground. And as I get closer, it's a $10 bill. Wow. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, praise God, you do love me. And I get down and I go to pick it up, and it was a fake $10 bill. Ooh, wrapped wow. inside of that $10 bill was the book of Proverbs removed from one of those little Gideon New Testaments.
Wow.
And so I took it back underneath the bridge with me that night, and I read it, and the Spirit of God revealed himself to me in a dynamic way. And from that moment until today, I've lived my life consecrated unto the Lord. But that being said, I've always had a passion for people that, you know, are struggling and need to piece their life back together. And my wife, she struggled with substance abuse as well. She went through the Miracle Center program, an in-treatment program that we do for substance abuse and alcoholism. Well, we've suspended it for another program, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, let's wrap it up on that point. Sure, we'll pick it back up.
Yeah,
absolutely. Man.
On that. Mm-hmm.
But, it's really good.
But yeah. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have more to talk about. I mean, we have another segment after this break with this gentleman.
I know, yeah.
I feel like we could talk for hours because there's so much amazing stuff.
I got a lot of questions.
So. Yeah, but this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andrea Cherise and Sam. And you'll get to actually hear Sam talk a little bit maybe after the break.
Yeah. Maybe.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Andres Reyes, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Sam and Matthew.
Very good.
Right on.
And I really love the way he says Andres. I wish he just is so smooth. I guess it is his own name, so that makes sense.
Yeah. I'd hope that he's very familiar.
Yeah. I hope so really too. Well. I've mastered saying John really good too. So I get it.
That's a complicated one. We've
it
talked
is.
About
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's tricky.
I know.
Yeah.
You have it's like the Sam. H is silent.
Yeah, the H is silent. Or it doesn't exist at all, actually. Yeah. Or if in my name, if the H was silent, it'd be Jonathan.
Jonatello.
So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, as that bright young man once told us. And I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andres Ruiz and Sam, who is our newest co-host. And apparently he can tumble.
Yeah.
That's
a thing cool. I do.
Maybe like one day we'll get like a video of you tumbling.
And, I mean, if you guys are ever at the U of A football game and you look for the scrawny, you know, blonde haired kid at the very end, normally right next to a certain pretty girl who's far more attractive than myself, I'm the guy who's like attempting to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But there is one thing I do well, and that's tumble. So
nice. Well, cool. Okay. Well, good. Well, you common good listening audience out there, keep your eyes out. I'm sure a tumbling video of Sam's coming out real soon. For sure. But speaking of tumblers for Christ, if I may, we got Matthew here in studio with us, the executive director of the Miracle Center, and he was just giving us probably the best breakdown I've heard of GAP Ministries yet. And we've had at least a dozen people with GAP Ministries on to talk about GAP Ministries. And you kind of left off with, you know, one, just, you know, how God called you into this in the first place, and how you, and I've told this to so many people in my life, including, you know, we have Jeff, a guy who's in our program and studio today, who's our cameraman. I've told him, it's just like, your past or that trauma or that testimony, it can either be what holds you down, or it could be your badge of honor that will help you get the next group of people that are going through what you went through to the next step, to be where you are. Because I mean,
amen.
You know, to my testimony is similar to yours, is like, I dealt with drug addiction. I dealt with homelessness. I was homeless for years, you know, including with this guy, Jeff, here, who's in studio with us. We lived on the streets together. And by the God's grace and, you know, taking on mentors, people like, you know, Pastor Ayers, mine was Pastor Ferrari, who like really believed in me and taught me how to believe in myself and taught me how to have a relationship with God and taught me how to turn that into a calling and how to find my calling from God and how that calling from God is to serve people and how really we're all intended to serve people. And it's a matter of finding out how we can best do that. So it's beautiful to hear that in your testimony as well, because mm-hmm. I mean, it seems to be a very yep. common story for servants. And but that being said, tell us about the Miracle Center, and you know, and how God has called you to serve now, and how you've been able to kind of utilize your talents, like in Luke 19, to make sure that He honors you with more talents.
Yeah. So historically, Miracle Center has been a transitional home for, it started as a transitional home for women coming out of substance abuse and alcoholism, year and a half long program. We'd offer master levels counseling, Christian education, really help ladies get back on their feet. And we had a men's program for a while as well. The funding just didn't work out for that. So when we had to drop back down to one home, we made sure that it was the women's home, because that was the Lord's original intent for the ministry, and we wanted to keep that original intent. But recently, the Lord has put on our heart to really come alongside and work with Gap Ministries on something that they're doing. We are governed by the same board, so Miracle Center and Gap Ministries, we're the same people. But we're going to work more cohesively now in ministry. And what Miracle Center is doing is developing a life management program for all of the students that go through their career development program, which you may have heard about over the course of several months. We culinary warehouse. Yeah. Historically, we've had mechanic, and we're starting a retail one for the thrift store as well. And so I'm in the process of developing a Christian education curriculum. We're going to have corporate level training as well. So like goal setting, time management, emotional intelligence, conflict resolution. I mean, anything that's going to help serve them in the development of their career, we're going to participate in that. So as you know, Gap Ministries career development program is a 10-week program. This program that we're going to do is going to be in alignment with those 10 weeks. We'll work with them through the duration of that 10-week, but we're also going to work with them for a year and a half in aftercare to make sure that, you know, that they have job sustainability and any obstacles that come up along the way, we're going to be right beside them to help them move through those obstacles. If they fall, we'll help them get back up, dust themselves off, and keep moving forward. That's what we're in the process of doing right now at Miracle Center.
Yeah, Matthew, I was just thinking to myself, like, you, the kind of service that you guys are providing for a lot of people that kind of need that kind of fulfillment in their life. I mean, I feel like as a college student myself, there are too many times that you're thinking, like, man, where exactly is this path that I'm taking going to lead me, you know? And that, I guess, kind of just letting, you know, the Lord direct your course and just being super submissive and willing to take it. I mean, I was just kind of going on and I was getting to a question, but ultimately, you believe that faith is kind of a fuel that keeps you going, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And faith is a things that faith is something that we hope is true. And so, I mean, all these faith-based experience that you have felt so far, is there one particular that you can kind of reflect on that has helped you in your current situation now, if that makes sense?
It's so cumulative that it's difficult to identify one thing, but I'll tell you the beautiful thing about it is investing in relationships and allowing those relationships to mature to the point that they bear fruit. When Miracle Center and Gap Ministries came into alignment with one another in ministry, we weren't able to see in the future. We weren't able to see where we're at right now. But what we did do is we trusted God in that moment, that this was His will for our lives. There's a beautiful passage of scripture. We're all familiar with it. In 2 Corinthians, it says that we are His workmanship, right? And that word workmanship in Greek is poema. It's where we get our word poem from. And the insinuation is that our lives are the spoken poetry of God, that that he crafted our lives with his spoken word, and that it's his desire for us to walk that out. But that requires us coming into alignment with his spoken word for our lives.
Right.
And so, you know, to be back there so many years ago when we originally partnered with Gap Ministries, and to see where the Lord is taking that relationship now, I think just big picture is the beautiful thing for me. But there's so many moments along the way that the Lord has worked to prepare us for this, that it would be difficult to identify in an individual moment.
Right.
Well, I'd say kind of in relation to that question, that was a great question, Sam, is like, what are some of the miracles, and to no pun intended, or pun intended, that you've seen through the Miracle Center?
Oh,
yeah,
because
that goes into
lives.
The cumulative nature.
We got 3 minutes left here.
Yeah, let's go with one of them.
There's the lady that runs our thrift store. She struggled from alcoholism for years, debilitating alcoholism. And she came through the Miracle Center and reconciled herself unto the Lord. And now she is blessed in that thrift store. The Lord has blessed her work there. We've had different managers. When we put different managers in, the store just doesn't thrive. But when she is in that position, she is walking in poema. She's walking in the thing that God has called her to do, and the ministry is enriched by her participation. And so, like, for me, that's a miracle, that you have somebody that comes through and leverages the resources that you're offering and then has an opportunity to then become a resource for others. And there's just countless stories like this.
That's powerful. I guess we'll close with this. I hate to take too much of your interview because it's so beautiful, but you shared a story that I was talking about earlier with Jeff again, where I got a guy in my program who just graduated 2 weeks ago, and he's now the property steward, kind of running our program in some capacity of while the guys transitioned through it. And he 8 months ago got out of jail. And now, and in that time, he got a job at Jack in the Box, he got a job at La Frontera, and he's really got his life squared away in that time. And now Jeff, coming out of a similar situation, has him to learn from every step of the way and is doing some of those same things to try to get squared away. So it's just, it's beautiful to see that, like, teaching the man to fish principle and that in action, the miracles that come out of that.
Amen.
Yeah. So I guess for those listening, tell them how they can plug in with the Miracle Center and help you guys in any way.
So the easiest way is going to be to go to gapmin.com. You'll see a Miracle Center button on that website, and you can contact us through there and just reach out and make contact and let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart. We'll be available.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's gapmin.com. Definitely go there. Check it out. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to check out more about the show as well as the amazing work we do in trying to connect unhoused veterans with housing. I was actually living on the street the last time that I spoke to you. Not anymore. I get to sleep in my bed tonight. So God bless you all. Thank you for listening. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas and Mr. Sam. And you did great. Good job, brother.
Thanks.
Yeah,
just
knocked it out of the park.
Home run.